HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
On time. Ha! Take that, everyone. It's 9:56. That means we're doing this right when we're supposed to, Brady. Well done, us. It's time for the entertainment drill brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com. Nunchuck training today. I'm going to force it on them. Let's see what we can do with that nonsense. I think they will maybe consider it nonsense. We'll find out. Learning life-saving skills and getting in shape, the best shape I've been in maybe ever, probably ever. And, of course, I'm doing it with stuff that can translate into the real world and actually help me in situations I may need help in someday. Never know. It's loony out there, and you might want to learn something great. And right now, they're working on a Father's Day special you're going to want to pay attention to. So, ladies, if you want to do it for your dad or the father of your children or kids, you want to do it for your pops or do it for yourself. Maybe you're a dad who's going to take care of you. Father's Day special is coming up here on ReactDefense.com. You can check it out. And I'm telling you, you get a smoking deal. And all the access to all of the facilities that they've got there. And then you start learning about all the things you're going to need to know called Tactical Black. It's great stuff. Check it out online. ReactDefense.com. It's the only product I endorse that may someday save your life or someone you care about. And that is a fact. ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Fox unveiled their schedule for next season. In addition to acquiring WWE SmackDown.
Oh, wow. That's going on the big network, huh?
Yep, they got it from USA Network. And since it's a two-hour show, it'll fill their Friday primetime lineup for all 52 weeks of the year. They also have Thursday Night Football, which knocks out Thursdays in the fall. So during the football season, Fox is only programming 8 hours of primetime entertainment, which is even less than the CW.
Wait a minute. Really?
Yeah.
So 8 hours of television, scripted television. Not even necessarily scripted. Some of it's probably reality. Have you been watching Paradise Hotel at all?
No, I want to check it out.
It's such a train wreck. It's almost fun to watch. They have some girl from Mesa or Gilbert or whatever, and she's on it. She looks like she's been eating lemons. Her face looks all like it's been sucked up. But they doll her up real nice. She looks pretty. She's a Cardinal cheerleader or something.
One of the new scripted shows, it's called Ultimate Tag. It's kind of what it sounds like.
World
it's a high-octane physical competition based on the classic playground game of tag.
Tag!
Hosted by J.J. Watt, his brother T.J.
And his other brother?
And Derek.
Derek Watt?
Yep.
I'm sure this is going to last.
The Watt brothers.
Tag sounds fun. I'm going to watch people playing tag. You know what it does, which is great, is takes those people who have to be within 500 feet of a school all the time and gives them what they've always wanted, to sit outside a barrier and watch people playing tag. Freaks! Yeah, you got to watch that Paradise Hotel.
One last season for Empire.
Hold on. Kristen Cavallari comes on, and if it was ever reversed, she goes out there every time. She goes, ladies, got a whole bunch of new meat in the house. You guys liking the new meat? I'm like, the guys are just sitting there like, wow. Imagine if we'd pull this and the other way. Hey, we just invited some chicks over. You guys like all the puss we threw at you today? How about the meat we tossed into this room?
Tuna boat just came in.
Who's eating? You guys eating? Tonight we all eat, I think. Man, is this thing gratuitous. But they just whore these people together and then make them switch partners. It's the least safe television show I've ever seen, and it's kind of great. A bunch of dumb musclehead dudes and a bunch of chicks that are Scottsdale. They're Scottsdale fives, but they doll them up real good, so they're not pretty. None of them are really good looking.
We lost a Hollywood legend. Doris Day, 97, yeah. Cincinnati girl.
I thought she was dead.
Yeah, everybody did.
I did.
And I just saw an article that said she was not going to have a funeral or a gravestone. I'm like, well, that's probably because they already had one and they already put one up, assuming she was gone. Tim Conway also just died.
Just came in. We just lost Dorf on golf.
Which I'm fine with. Dorf was not funny, but everything on the Carol Burnett show was great. Mrs. Huygens.
Mr. Tudball.
Tudball.
I love Tim Conway.
Tim Conway was phenomenal. On Carol Burnett. The Dorf thing, could have done without for decades. That was just unfunny. But man, oh man, was that he was so funny on the Carol Burnett show. He and Harvey Korman used to tour around until about 5 years ago when Harvey Korman dropped dead at 90. Those guys were funny until they were almost done.
The late Stan Lee's former business partner is wanted on 5 counts of elder abuse. Kia Morgan is the guy's name, and he met Stan in 2017, basically took over.
It's gross, isn't it, Jeremy? Took over fingering him for someone else?
Took over his affairs.
Oh.
And he bought a condominium and moved Stan over there without and didn't allow the family any access.
Oh, we got to be clearer with elder abuse.
Hold on a minute.
Financial elder abuse.
Why is a guy that Stan Lee just met in 2017 taking care of his
family? Right.
That makes no sense.
Please. Your biggest
guy
fingers.
Took over.
Stan liked his hands.
One of the charges is kidnapping.
How does the family let that happen?
Well, he didn't trust his family in the first place, so Stan went out hiring when he was 88, and that's always a bad thing.
You collect comic book stuff.
Yeah. It was an evil villain's plot. Finger man. Finger accountant.
I guess it makes sense. The evil villain came and got him at the end.
The evil Dr. Fingerstein. Took care of his counting and his anus. Because no one asked, here's Jeremy.
Well, that's why I decided to be your impersonal assistant. I'm just getting in on the ground floor.
That's right. You're not going to ever touch the money.
No, I'll wait till you're old and senile.
No, you're not. You're
they met in 2017.
I'm old and senile. You're going to die way before me. You're like 82 years old. What are you talking about?
Don't you have a musket to clean?
Yeah. Don't you have a Johnny Reb to kill? This guy telling me he's going to wait me out. You're a time traveler. That's the only thing I'm worried about with you. You're not from our planet. Weirdo.
I shall wait you out, good sir.
He's my impersonal assistant, but that doesn't mean he gets any of the cards.
Has he done anything as your impersonal assistant?
He picks
what
up
has
a lot
he done?
Of stuff. Well, I send him on odd jobs and chores and stuff, but he's never going to be at, like, the house doing anything. If he ever is, he'll call the police. He's an invited guest. It's crazy talk. Yeah, around here, it's like, Jeremy, pick up the garbage on the floor or get people on the office. I had you clean out that office.
Jeremy!
Yeah, I got a lot of that going on. Everybody does. But he doesn't listen to Dale when he does it. That's my beacon for him when I need him. And usually that means I miss the trash can. I need somebody to mess that, to put it away. And he's good about it.
So you don't
really
pay him?
Good about it.
You don't pay him? It's just
I pay him. I bought him shoes once. And then,
picking up your garbage?
I gave him $100 for something. What did I give you money for last time? I just gave you money for something. No, before it was the time after that. You ungrateful son of a bitch.
Get something for Mother's Day for his wife.
Oh, I got her something. Don't worry about that. She was taken care of. Oh yeah. Her name's the Ginger Pleasure. Johnny Lackey. No, I've given you money for something else. Oh, that's right. I gave him money because I had him drop off tickets for. A concert, because you were going to it anyway, but then you were coming back, and my cop friend had tickets, and he couldn't pick them up here. He had to pick them up at the thing. And I'm like, Jeremy, if you're close, and he goes, I'm not. And I'm like, go back to the thing, grab the tickets, and take them to the venue. And he did it. For the Boys in Blue. That's right. I paid you for that one, though. I'll pay him if it gets big enough, but for the most part, it's just pick up my stuff, go grab me a soda. Shut up. And he's always great about texting, do you need anything before I go? And how many times do I take advantage of that? Hardly ever.
Yeah. He's like, my canteen has some water left in it.
He did some work for me on a couple production things I've asked him to do. Yeah. Good impersonal assistant. Keeps him away from the house. He doesn't get into the big business.
Dale will never pay us, so there's no point.
Dale's not going to pay. You don't have to worry about that. Yeah. Don't ever answer that bell. There you go. It's 10:04. It's Tuesday. Larry McFeely's coming in next. You guys have another chance tomorrow morning to upgrade your man cave. We're going to do that with Prestige Billiards again tomorrow. Make it a little tougher on you tomorrow. I got ahead of ourselves with Lemonade and Nunchucks today. Great band name. Get on that. We're all done. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Oh!
98. Station identification.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio.